One of our finalists in the Last Band Standing contest. These guys are a tribute to Led Zeppelin. They're called Heartbreaker. And as a finalist, they get to come down here and actually play live for you. We had, Z-Bop was in here earlier. They were a tribute to Santana. So at 10 o'clock, you, the listeners, will be making the decision. We have nothing to do with it. It's all up to the listeners and who they vote for starting at 10 today. What's your second song going to be? I know you told us before, but fill us in if somebody hadn't been listening.
Black Dog.
Black Dog. Would that be El Perro? Is that El Polo Negro?
Si.
No, that's Black Chicken.
Black Chicken. Well, I never saw a Black Chicken. Black Chicken. That'd be a good name.
Pollo, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good name for a band. Black Chicken. No, it's Puro. Piero Negro.
There you go.
El Piero.
Not Piero.
Well, what is it?
Perro.
Perro.
Yeah.
El Perro Negro. Okay, all right. I'm glad we got that out of the way, man. And let me tell you, my Polish is a little rusty this morning. All right, so here they are as part of the Last Band Standing as a finalist playing live in the studio for you. Here's Heartbreaker. the sound of one hand clapping right there. Hey, that was outrageous, you guys. That was great.
Thank you.
You know what I like about the band? Not only do you have the sound down, you have the songs down, you have the look down, but the pelvic thrusting.
Yeah, I was blushing when you did that.
Yeah, I know. I was getting a little embarrassed here. It affected me in the same way. You have the pelvic thrusting down rather well. I would imagine that the female fans probably really dig that, because I used to love it when the original Robert did it.
It's part of the whole persona, I guess.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Why was Robert always going, on stage?
He was saying push and
do it. He was always like, push it, do it.
Yes.
Can we say that stuff on the air?
He was reliving the night before, I think. Now, what I noticed, I really got to compliment the bass player, because he's got the puffy shirt, John Paul Jones puffy shirt, which is really rare. And, you know, it's kind of like the Jerry Seinfeld puffy shirt.
I had it first.
Where'd you get it, man? That's a cool shirt.
Well, actually,
from Jerry.
Yeah, I bought it right off of Jerry. No, there's a there's an online male clothing catalog.
Right.
We won't mention the name.
Is it puffyshirts.com?
It's close.
ZeppelinTribute.com. Uh-huh.
Yeah, Zeppelin. It's Marcus Miller's JohnPaulJones.com.
I really like that, man. That's amazing. Well, there's a website for everything. I wonder if there's a Greg Kim used jeans website out there somewhere.
Check eBay.
That was really outstanding. You know,
there's the
attitude that kind of goes along with the music, and I was particularly digging the drummer, because he's doing all those John Bon Jovi things. He's doing all those gonzo things where you're pointing with the sticks and you're making the faces, because he used to do that. John used to do that.
Yes, very much so.
When's the next Heartbreaker gig?
At the King's Head. The King's Head this Friday.
Wow.
It's going to be a great show, so definitely get there early, try to get a seat.
Yeah, what kind of people show up at your gigs? You get a lot of hardcore Zep fans?
Hardcore. We have... Well, all ages. We do an all-age show. We have people that are 10 years old all the way up to 65. I mean, it's incredible the amount of demographics.
That is amazing. You know, Zip. Jesus. I can't even talk anymore.
Zip.
Yeah,
Is he in Bon Jovi?
Do you want me to button my shirt?
No, it's not distracting you.
Greg's mesmerized by your chest.
Yes, it's the breasts. I don't know. The mammary glands. I just don't know.
I forgot
what I was going to say.
What are you guys going to play next?
Yeah, what's your next song? Let's
get out of love.
This. Okay. Hold on.
And can we mention our website?
Yeah, sure.
We have a website. It is www.zeppelintribute.com. Log on and check it out.
Zeppelintribute.com.
I'd like to mention one more thing, Greg.
Sure.
I've been a musician for a long time in this area, and we really like all the bands. Like to thank you for doing this. I mean, this is fantastic, and not many radio stations do this. And we've all been musicians for probably a long time. But we praise you guys. Thank you so much for really giving us an opportunity, and all the bands here. Because most corporate radio stations, you go in there, they don't give you the time of day. But thank you so much. We really applaud you guys.
You.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate that.
You know,
we're all in the same boat here. And the fact that my band made it and another band didn't, because it just as easily could have been Chris Jackson's group, and I could have been the guy that produced in the radio show. But the way things turned out, I'm very grateful for the success that we had, and we had the opportunity to compete. And, you know, our attitude is here, let's give as many people a chance as possible. Let's bring as much talent as we can to the fore. And, you know, I think it's when one band makes it, we all do better.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of like we're all brothers in this and all that other flower power crap-o. We're all brothers, man.
Hey. Yeah, but you are on the top of the food chain. We're at the bottom of the food chain.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're having lobster and shrimp up here at the top, man. I don't know what you guys are eating.
And jelly back here.
All right. Well, listen, I tell you what. You win this thing, you'll be in lobster yourself. So good luck in the voting. You got another song coming up in a few minutes, right?
Yes,
right.
We do.
All right. So we're going to have more with this tribute to Led Zeppelin, known as Heartbreaker.
It's the Greg Kim Show on 98.5 K-Fox.